This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2023 CUNA GAC here in Washington, D.C. And look who we have in the studio lounge, Mr. Rob Goodwin from the fine folks at Co-op Solutions. How are you, Rob?
I'm great, Mike. Thanks for having me.
You are welcome. Thanks for coming back and joining us in the studio lounge. We always appreciate your company.
It's great to be back. Good. 2 years in a row since the pandemic.
So congratulations. I know. We're on a roll.
We're on a roll. We just got to keep this thing going.
Exactly. My sentiments exactly. So I'm asking everybody, hey, how's the conference going for you so far? Any highlights or anything like that so far?
Sure. I always like to refer to this as a family reunion.
Yes.
Of sorts. And it's great to reconnect. And I feel like you recharge when you see essentially the entire industry come together in one room,
yeah.
Right? So I love that. I love that part of it. Just reconnecting.
Seeing everybody again in person.
In person.
Not on a Zoom call, but in person.
Nothing's better than in person.
I thought you were going to say nothing's better than a Zoom call, but I'm glad you said the other.
I will not
say
that.
Threw me for a loop here. Hey, you are going to give a session. Did it already happen?
Yeah, we did it this afternoon, lightning session.
Okay, and it's called Greatest Challenges and Opportunities for Credit Unions in 2023. All right, this opens up. This is a big, broad door here.
It is.
So what are some of the greatest challenges and opportunities for credit unions? Give us a quick overview on what you guys talked about.
Sure, yeah. So obviously there's a great number of opportunities out there, but we narrowed, for this presentation, we narrowed it down to three key ones, and they really center around trust.
Okay.
And just how that's evolving over time in terms of expectations.
That's a biggie.
It is big. And the conventional definition, if you will, of trust in the credit union space, safety and soundness, guidance, that's not what we're talking about, right? We're talking about consumer expectations, really around digital payments, and that members expect things to work in a certain way, right?
Yeah.
The Apple Pay should work, the Apple Watch should work with the card, attached to it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Just a very different version, if you will.
That's one of the primary reasons. My wife actually gave this to me for my birthday in 2019. And that was primarily one of the reasons why I got it, was because of the payments.
That's right.
Aspect of it. So
I love it.
Love it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's really easy, and it's interesting. Before the pandemic, when I would use my Apple Watch to pay, the cashiers were always like you were from outer space.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But now with the pandemic,
they're like, yeah, it's right there.
It's right there. Yeah. move it over here. Right. You got to put it on the left. So that's really changed. Really a catalyst for digital payments.
Mm-hmm.
They existed before the pandemic, but.
Now it's norm.
It's the norm.
Yep.
It is.
Sure.
And that goes back to expectations that these things are going to work and you're going to have them.
Yeah, because I remember going back to 2020, Samantha Paxson, one of your co-workers there at Co-op, she gave a talk about how on her journey from Southern California to Washington, D.C. to go to the GAC, she shared with us how many times
all
she used her digital payments, her mobile or her watch or whatever. And it was just amazing to listen to that progression. And I talked to her about it today and said, but imagine if one thing went wrong. You probably wouldn't have used it, right?
She goes,
I would have abandoned it. So,
right.
But everything kind of has to work almost perfectly in order for that stickiness to
it's
stay
true.
There.
So we know that when there's a denial, right, or something goes wrong, 40% of the time, they go to another card and don't touch yours again.
Exactly.
Right?
Oh,
so
my gosh.
You've got to be there. It's got to work.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. So what are some of the challenges that you guys talked about? Or just name maybe a couple. You don't have to go through all, but maybe
a
couple.
One key one is we did some research over the last 2 years looking at 3,000 consumers. And 2,000 of them were credit union members.
Mm-hmm.
So we're listening to credit unions. Looking at this concept of who their primary financial relationship is with. And there was a 505% increase in people claiming fintechs were their primary financial relationship. So, big challenge there, right? And you think about, SoFi, Chime, Robinhood has a debit product, Venmo has a debit product. So you start thinking about that.
Starbucks is essentially a bank.
That's right. Think how much funds they're holding, right, through prepaid.
I know.
So that's a huge challenge right there in terms of fintech. And where that relationship, the mindshare, is going.
Yeah.
So we think, the counter to that, or, the opportunity there is really shifting this kind of this life stage focus saving for retirement, buying a house, buying a car, mm-hmm. and more on the lifestyle, what you just talked about with Sam, right? That
yeah.
get capturing all those payments mm-hmm. all day long. Mm-hmm. So really mm-hmm. focusing on the lifestyle,
yeah.
how the member lives every day,
yep.
and not just something you might do every 3 to 7 years.
So how does the credit union, what is a credit union to do here? How do they combat this? Or how do they, yeah, what do they... What's their mission here?
Sure,
stay on top of it.
Right, I think we talked about trust before, and
yeah.
it's really redefining that trust. So, if you look at the model, I talked about life stages versus mm-hmm. lifestyles, mm-hmm. right? So, looking at the lifestyles, how does a member want to pay, and how do you serve them every day?
Mm-hmm.
So, understanding your member, understanding that data, right? So, with payment data, what your member does, they ride the subway, they
yeah.
buy pet food, right? So you're
yeah,
really,
yeah.
you can understand their lifestyle, and then you get that under control, understanding the data, then you earn all that activity,
mm-hmm.
right? You go out there and capture it, you mm-hmm. serve your members how they want to do business with you.
Yeah.
And then the last piece in this redefining of trust is having all the solutions they want, not just payments, but everything they want to do, really wrapped up in one app, right? The
really?
Single
okay.
app is
yeah.
really important. Going back to that FinTech challenge,
mm-hmm.
they're doing that with a single app experience. It's
yeah.
not do this here, then go to the website and do
yeah,
that.
Nobody wants
then come visit me. It's all in the app.
Yeah, that's not a good member experience.
It's,
yeah, when you're going out to 40 different things out there, yeah, you're not gonna bring them back for more business.
Right,
at all.
Right.
So talk about what do you mean by socializing the definition of trust? What's that?
Yeah, so this is not just a conversation for the boardroom or for executive management. This is getting everyone at the credit union to really think about trust and redefining it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just, as I mentioned before, safety and soundness or great service at the counter in the
yeah,
branch,
yeah.
right? It's those things I mentioned, those three areas of serving the lifestyle, getting at that data, and then having that experience with all the solutions wrapped up
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
really in the phone as I look at your phone over there. So
is it going on? I think my wife is probably texting me. Who knows?
Right.
So let's talk about where should credit union be looking to accelerate here? Because you talk about the third opportunity, which is tech integration.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah.
yeah. So this is kind of where the rubber hits the road.
Okay.
Is really having credit unions focus on technology integration across the stack.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're certainly recommending is credit unions roll up their sleeves, get involved in integration, right? So volunteer for betas and pilot programs to get
yes.
new technology
yeah.
out in your members' hands
mm-hmm.
and really see how they respond.
Yeah.
So when we look at that, how do we help them do that? We've built out our ecosystem, a digital ecosystem, really supported by a platform
mm-hmm.
that has these components that allow credit unions to get that integration fast into their members' hands
mm-hmm.
through like a developer portal that we've built. And then we work with their, let's say their digital vendors, for
mm-hmm.
example, and getting things like digital card issuance, maybe a PIN change,
mm-hmm.
that sort of thing, into the app to create that single experience
yeah.
so you can compete with the green lights of the world.
Well, that's that convenience factor that is so huge right now.
That's exactly
so, yeah,
right.
For sure. All right, to wrap up here, can you share with me, what was the one big takeaway, or what did you want to leave the audience with in that session that you guys did today?
We talk a lot about engagement
yeah.
and experience, and I think as you look at the FinTech challenge, every day, people are coming after your debit card transactions and revenue, right?
Yeah.
So it goes back to serving that lifestyle. During the presentation, I showed an ad for Chase that was in the New York subway, talking about this, 10 feet wide, talking about tap and pay, right? That they are going after the lifestyle, they understand
mm-hmm.
it. So that's the thing, I think, is you got to understand your members,
mm-hmm.
get at that data,
yeah.
and then capture the activity so that you can serve their needs and then
mm-hmm.
drive that relationship that is so critical to grow.
Indeed. Well said, sir. Anything else to add?
That's it. Really appreciate the time. Like I said, it's great to be back.
Anytime,
on
sir.
The show.
Yeah, anytime. You're welcome anytime. Yeah, so thanks for the info. And
I
hope the session was a huge success. I'm sure it was.
It was. It
Good.
Was. We
Good.
Enjoyed it.
All right, everybody. Rob Goodwin from Co-op Solutions doing some fine stuff over there. Go check him out.
Great. Thanks,
well
Mike.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.